Chapter 301, Prohibition of Putting Oneself to Undue Hardship. Allah the Exalted says, Say, O Muhammad, peace be upon him, no wage do I ask of you for this, the Quran, nor am I one of the mutakallifun, those who pretend and fabricate things which do not exist. 3886. 1655, Umar radiallahu anhu said, We have been forbidden to go into excess. Al-Bukhari. Commentary. Affectation and artificiality are also different forms of formality which some people exercise in their speech, dress, and manners. To make unusual effort in hospitality and preparation of several dishes for meals also come in the category of formality which is greatly disliked. Unfortunately, present-day Muslims have made it a habit to spend lavishly on these extravagances. May Allah grant us guidance to adhere to the religious injunctions in all matters of life. 1656. Masruq radiallahu anhu said, We visited Abdullah bin Masud radiallahu anhu and he said to us, O people, he who has the knowledge of any matter may convey it to the others, and he who has no knowledge thereof should say, Allahu alam, Allah knows better. It is a part and parcel of knowledge that a man who has no knowledge of a matter should say, Allah knows better. Allah said to His Prophet, peace be upon him, Say, O Muhammad, peace be upon him, no wage do I ask of you for this, the Quran, nor am I one of the mutakallifun, those who pretend and fabricate things which do not exist. 3886, Al-Bukhari. Commentary. If one does not know about something, he should not say anything about it by way of conjecture, speculation, and guesswork, because this is also pretension which is forbidden. When religious scholars are asked about anything which they do not know, they should confess their ignorance. Such a confession is also a mark of scholarship. In other words, they should abstain from giving verdict about any matter without making a thorough study and research on it.